qualifications.
I see. Doesn't money come into play with this?
At some point, yes, but...
At some point. Okay, that was my question.
Yep, you're gonna...
Because it's just kind of dumb. Okay.
Yep, you were to rank them 1 to 2, or 1 to 3.
1 to 3.
And then we'll talk about cost.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So there was one other thing on our agenda first. Did you all look at the meetings, the minutes from the last meeting, which was the first meeting we had talking about this?
No.
And I don't have them here with you.
Was it just you and I?
No, it was before, four of us.
Oh,
right. We didn't have Patty there that time. This conversation kind of went sideways and we put it off to until Joe got out RFPs. We need to approve those minutes.
Motion approved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yo.
Aye. Okay.
Wait a minute, who moved?
I did.
Thank you, Joe.
Yep.
First of all, let me tell you that Joe asked Patty to be a part of this because she is involved in getting messages out, especially for the store and everything. And since he'd already seen all these things, he thought we needed another person to look at them. So that's why she's here. Welcome, Patty.
Yay.
Hello, Patricia.
Hello, Joseph. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Okay. The other discussion, very quick, is to potentially appoint a new member at large to the board of directors. We have one member at large right now, and if she doesn't want up again, we would prefer to have somebody else. So Patty had kind of mentioned that Dana, and I don't remember Dana's last name.
Danforth.
Danforth, who works in the bookstore, might be interested.
Did you corner her?
No.
Oh.
But I will if we decide that she would be...
Back her up against the wall.
Okay. Because she is very creative. She's younger than...
Everybody.
Most of us.
Not younger than Joe.
Younger than most of us,
yes,
here.
Most of us.
She has lots of great ideas, and I think it would behoove us to get her involved in the business of running this organization so she sees how it works, and maybe someday down the road we could get her to do more.
We could only hope.
Right, yeah. So her name is Dana Danforth. Is there any questions of anybody?
Nope. Anybody willing to serve, let's do it.
So all those in favor?
Yo.
Aye. Okay, all those opposed? All right, I will tell her she's been selected. How's that? No,
yeah,
that might work. Yeah,
that might work.
I just overheard your conversation and told her yes. So, okay, item 5 on our agenda is the discussion and possible action on the contract for website and social media.
You know what I just realized? We didn't call to order and we didn't say who's here.
Aha. I did call to order, but we should say who's here, so
yeah.
Start with Joe.
Vice President Joseph Spencer.
Patty Ferguson.
Phyllis Patton, President.
Sandy Oshroff, Treasurer.
Okay.
And yourself.
Joanne Carpenter.
You.
Secretary.
Okay.
Secretary. U.S. Secretary.
We have 3 responses to our request for proposals.
Is that all we got?
Just
3?
Just 3.
And we need to discuss these and choose the one we feel is right for our situation. Misspelled 4.
I sent it out to 12 or 15 different companies.
Mm. Wow.
Okay.
Well, we have a small budget, so.
Yeah.
A lot of them felt that because we had a small budget, they couldn't provide what we wanted for the small budget. So, let's start with rankings. Phyllis, I need your rankings, please.
Well, I don't have a real ranking for you because I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
In reading the one that's addressed to you,
uh-huh,
it sounds to me like you had an interview with these people.
A really long time ago.
Well, she made it sound like it was recent, so I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't giving them
unfair
advantage.
It happened a really long time ago, and 2 of the firms contacted me with questions and regarding the RFP that we had that I was able to answer.
Okay.
And the third one did not contact me other than to say, hey, we want to submit this. And I said, hey, okay.
Let me guess, that's the one that wants to knock our socks off or whatever.
Yes.
Whatever it was.
Yes.
Yes. So,
I will tell you that my ranking on that one was third.
Okay.
Because they didn't give us a lot of
examples. Can we number these so that...
I'm not sure which one's
yes.
which.
So, this one is going to be RFP number one.
Let me look and see which one is that. That's
number one. The one with the boxes is going to be RFP number one.
That's one.
Okay.
Joseph Spencer is two.
It's going to be number three. And the one that starts with organizational mission and profile.
Number two.
That'll be number two.
Okay, well then number two, I'm ranking number three.
All right, so.
And.
Number two is number three, all right.
I will tell you that number one, in my opinion, had a very comprehensive overview of the elements that we were looking for. And it stands probably almost neck and neck with number three, depending on the cost. Number three was a very comprehensive thing, but I think it gave us things that we were looking
cost.
For.
We didn't get any cost.
And I'm pretty sure it's going to be very expensive. So, two and three, one and two are going to be depending on cost.
I need a ranking.
Okay, then I'm going to have to go with one, three, and two.
So you're ranking at one?
Mm-hmm. One, three, and two.
And three, two. Thank you. Sandy.
Same thing. Number one impressed me, the very fact that they've worked with us before. They're local. I'm just like that a lot. Number three, what was number three's problem? First of all, they need to proofread their stuff because they have misspelled local. And then they are close to town. They're in near Browser's Corner, which is nice. Number two is in Reno. I think we ought to deal with somebody that is local. So I vote one, three, and two.
Okay. Joanne?
I'm confused as to which... Tell me which one... This is one, correct?
That's number three.
This is number three.
That's number three.
Okay. Number three is the one that is addressed to Mr. Joseph Spencer?
No. Yeah,
yes.
That's three.
Sorry.
Okay.
That's two. Right.
And number two is organizational mission and profile.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
I'm just not as pulled off everything you guys did.
Yeah, you're missing this one.
That's why. I'm sure I got all three of them.
There's a lot of pages. That's the one that had lots of pages. Oh, no, it was the same.
Yeah, the one addressed to Mr. Joseph Spencer
had a lot of
pages.
Pictures, too.
Yes.
But
yes.
I know the one I didn't like sounds like the one everybody else didn't like, so that works out fine.
The one, number two.
Number two, yeah, is the one I didn't like, so the other two were okay with me.
I need a ranking, one, two, and three, please.
I don't know which one two is, Joe.
You don't have.
I don't
know. Who is your number one that you want?
Three, I guess.
Number what? Three is the number one that you want. Thank you. Tricia.
I would like to disregard number two, organizational mission and profile.
So that's your last place.
I really liked one and three. I think I liked three a little bit better. They gave a lot of detail, maybe a little bit too much, but I don't know. To me, it just felt right, so I would go with number three.
Okay.
And what is your ranking?
I don't have a vote.
Okay.
I do not have a vote on this. I'm just here to facilitate. Now, we take cost into effect. Mm-hmm. So, RFP number one, this one here. Now that we have rankings, we're sticking to rankings, we can actually know who these people are. Mm-hmm. RFP number one is Momentum. That's CAT. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost $3,000 for her to set up the website, and she's going to charge $600 a month for just social media and updates to the website, and that's 3 posts per week. She's going to charge us $75 an hour for project management. She's going to charge us a range of anything for a written feature from $400 to $800, but I took an average, so $525. The average cost of just some photos is $180 an hour. Graphics are $75 an hour. So total setup is $3,000 plus monthly, and I just guessed that we were going to at least do 2 written features and anywhere between 4 to 5 graphic projects a month. That came to $6,375 for a total bid of $9,375. RFP number 2 is out of Reno. That is Laxalt and McIver. They charge us $3,000 for website design, $5,000 for website development, to maintain our website, $200 a month, to set up a social media content marketing setup, that's $1,800, a monthly retainer of $800 a month. Anything we ask in addition to in our RFP is $100 an hour, so a total setup for them is going to be $9,800. At $1,000 a month for a fee, that's $7,000 for the next 7 months, a total bid price of $16,800. RFP number 3 is the last one in town. It's In Plain Sight Marketing.
Can I say it again?
In Plain Sight Marketing. They're going to charge us $3,200 to set up the website. They're going to give us a monthly rate of $1,000, which includes everything in our RFP that we asked for, and anything outside of that RFP will cost us $75 an hour. Total bid price of $10,200. So, that's price.
In actuality, with all the pictures that she showed from the Boys and Girls Club and all of that sort of stuff, which included, in my estimation, event planning, was not something that we had asked for. That's one reason why this is more. That would be nice to have if we can afford it.
I gave these folks a budget of about $11,000 to $12,000 for total setup in the first 7 months, and then about $5,000 to $6,000 a year for going forward.
Say that again. How much was setup?
For the first setup in the first 7 months, I gave them a rough budget of $11,000 to $12,000 based on what we have in our existing budget.
For 7 months, and then what was the second figure?
The second monthly figure, annual fee of $6,000 a year, more or less.
Okay.
And that would take every penny we have right now, and we've already spent part of that. But that could be renegotiated in next year's budget. Mm-hmm. What was the total for the setup in the 7 months?
$11,000 to $12,000.
We have already spent out of that $6,000 budget for advertising $1,380 for this year. So there's not $6,000 left in there. We have a commitment already to Carson now for $180 a month, and a commitment for the ad at the movie theaters for $100 a month for these 7 remaining months of this year. So, I don't know if that makes any difference or not.
So based on the scoring and the rankings and everything else, both RFP number 1, Momentum, and RFP number 3, In Plain Sight Marketing, tie. And Laxalt is not even considered as they come in last.
Right.
So now we discuss pros and cons of what you liked with RFP number 1, Momentum, against RFP number 2, or 3, I should say. which is in plain sight marketing.
Okay, number three, that was this one, right?
Right.
This is in plain sight. So that's out the door.
No,
that's not. That's number two.
Yes, two's out the door.
Sorry. Okay.
You need a copy of that.
And this is two. Okay.
Well, I am quite willing to support Momentum. They have done a lot for us in the past. They've got a good reputation in Carson. They know what we're about. I would suggest we go with Momentum.
Okay.
I actually sort of liked the review that, what's number three again?
In Plain Sight.
In Plain Sight did of, it's like they started anew and came up with weaknesses and strengths that they saw just looking at it fresh. I really like that idea. I think a lot of the, I like Momentum, but I think they're sort of stuck in a groove there and maybe think they know and so didn't well, I don't know that.
And we didn't get a chance to interview them when we had our initial thing.
Right.
So that, you know, that kind of...
Right. And I will have to differ from you a little bit on Momentum and being stuck in a rut or whatever. We were working with them on a piece-by-piece basis. They have never worked for us for doing everything, from setting up your website to doing all your social media or anything like that. They have... an excellent website designer. They have an excellent graphics designer who would do all of the graphics that we've done. I know their work. And the extra pieces would be the writing and the photographs and that sort of stuff. We would have control over how much of that we did. This one sounds like they've got our lives all mapped out for us, including possibly changing our logos. So. And since we have not had a chance to interview them, I'm not sure that I would right off the top vote for them because I would like to know how much she's assuming and how much we really need. I, you know, it would be great to have event planning and run political campaign plant programs and all that sort of stuff, but we can't afford all of that. But now at least we know why the Boys and Girls Club made so much money on their last event, because they got everything donated. And I don't know if there's a pretty penny for doing that as an event planner, or, you know, maybe we add money to the budget to cover event planning. That's going to be up to the rest of you.
Well, right now we're only looking at website.
Yeah, we were looking for a website and social media.
Yeah, that's it.
And graphic design for posters.
So we need a wedding planner down the road. We can, you know, look around.
I have two graphic design programs coming up that have to be done by May 21st. So I need a decision soon.
I can go with Momentum. It's somewhat of a toss up. I just like the way they prepared their presentation here very much.
I did too. Very much. Yes, it may be throwing some things out there that we didn't ask for. But I don't think that's a bad thing.
Note that the difference between the two of them is $800 and some odd.
Right.
I think the money is immaterial, personally, because they are, I think they're
now
close enough.
That,
those two.
It isn't that much.
We didn't like the other bid, and it was extremely high, so that's,
right.
That would be the another reason.
Another reason.
Another
that
reason.
That one's not considered.
Yes.
Yeah. So it really is between these two.
Also note that Momentum will continue to charge us for each individual project. So if we're doing...
After their maintenance fee for upkeep and everything, we are only charged for stories and pictures.
Nope. They're going to charge us for every graphics project. They're going to charge us
for everything. Well, that's extra. I'm talking website and monthly maintenance for social media and website.
So you're still going to do all the graphics and posters?
No, but if we do do the graphics, you're not going to get anybody that'll do them for free like I was getting before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that Momentum's going to charge us.
What is Implant Sonic going to do?
It's included.
I would have liked to have had them come and do their presentation.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know who they are, so they could have showed up that day. So,
but we weren't considering them at that time.
Yeah.
So.
Been nice.
They've been around for, since 2006, I want to say. Also ran the mayor's campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I read all that.
Yeah. And that was my other thing. They worked with a lot of local organizations. Mm-hmm. A lot.
And politics.
But again, as far as the folks that work with Momentum, you know, they're all good and fine.
I'm just telling you my opinions. You guys can vote however you want. Majority rules, and Joe's taking this over, so I will be out of that.
Well, we've got only four of us here, so you're going to have a better take a vote.
Momentum or Implant Sonic?
That's really, since I have absolutely no clue how easy these other folks are to work with.
Well, you know Momentum is easy to work with.
That's what I'm saying.
See, we
have absolutely
Renee,
no,
so.
I think we need a little, slightly bit more discussion because I don't know who these people are. Joe, do you have experience, more personal experience with them? That you can know?
Yes.
I have attended some other events with Boys and Girls Club. I know that we constantly say we want to be like Boys and Girls Club.
You know Renee.
I know Renee.
Uh-huh.
But I know all of them.
I know Renee.
Yeah.
I worked with her when she worked at the newspaper. That was a long time ago.
I don't know Renee, mm-hmm. so I...
But I know you guys want interviews and everything else like that, but as part of the RFP process, you often don't know and get to know these people.
Right.
You send out your RFP like we did, and then you base everything off on how they answer and submit it.
Right. But we did have a meeting to interview
but that was
the candidate
we sent out. We didn't
following
the process.
Really. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I also censored all this, so that you would just look at the qualified individuals and what they were responding with, to remove any potential bias. And because I looked at and reviewed, I removed myself from the decision-making process.
And I really thought the idea that they had done events fit in with what we're looking for, which is a single event, kind of a planning thing. That's part of what we have been discussing for months.
Right.
So, I don't know, it's really difficult because I can't go there because I don't know them very well, but I think their RFP was great. I think it's probably an equal with different kinds of things, different reasons to pick either one. If it were just me, I'd probably pick...
It is just you.
Okay, I'd probably pick... See, that's spending a lot of the library's money, and I, you know, that's the hard part.
We're going to spend that more, whoever we pick.
I know, but do you go with the ones you really kind of have worked with, because...
Not necessarily.
There's pros and cons with all of it.
I know.
There is.
Let somebody else come up with it. Well, we know Sandy's vote, right?
Yep.
What is your vote, Sandy?
Momentum.
That's right, you said that. Yeah.
Patricia?
In Plain Sight.
Okay, I got to go with Patty. In Plain Sight.
Okay. And since I'm only here for a limited amount of time, I'm going to recuse myself from voting.
Nope. You got to vote.
Okay, it would be a tiebreaker if I really voted. And
was a tiebreaker right now.
Yeah, two there.
Yeah.
And two here. But I will go with whatever the majority wants, because I am not.
There's only four of us voting, Phyllis.
You have to vote, Phyllis.
I did.
Momentum.
I said momentum.
Thank you.
Okay, so there you go. Now you need a tiebreaker.
So now I have a stalemate. So now we have to break the stalemate.
Are you going to be the one that sends the letters out to those that were not selected?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, rather than a stalemate, momentum's okay with me. I can do that.
Okay.
Let's not, you know,
But don't do that if you, what
no,
you really
I think,
want is.
I think we have a contract for X amount of time. I think when we send something out to them, hopefully we can maybe even include something in the letter that at some point we may want to contact you about event planning, because I don't know that Momentum does any of that. So
they say, congratulations, you're a loser.
No, it says you've been selected. That's all it is.
Oh.
It says, congratulations, you've been selected as our vendor. Please show up at our next board meeting to meet the board and everything else.
Okay.
I'll write letters to the other two. That will be considerably shorter, saying it's really regret to inform you that you weren't selected.
I have
so.
A question. Mm-hmm. If since Momentum has been chosen, how long will their contract be?
However long we negotiate with them.
Yeah, whatever.
So. Could
so
be for a year, could be for the 7 months till we get to the calendar year, and then we do.
So if down the road we found that asking them to do more, which they're going to charge for, mm-hmm. turns out to be more expensive, we can review this again.
Correct.
Yeah. All of our contracts are like that. You know that.
We'll have a clause in there that says 30 days for either party to cancel.
Well, I thought they both, yeah, I thought that our
kind of
our
indicated
piece,
that.
Yeah, yeah. That they wanted 30 right. days, and that seems to me to be a reasonable sort of thing.
Yep.
The issue with that will be going back out, will any of us want to actually do that? But that's neither here nor there. We'll
you
find
want.
Out. Go back out and do this whole process again, because that's what you'd have to do. You couldn't
mm-hmm.
just go and say, okay, well,
no,
now
we
let's try B.
But we have these people on file, or Joe does, and we have their resumes on file.
That's true.
So that if down the road we need an event planner or a wedding planner, we know somebody that does that, you know, and do it on a case-by-case basis. Or if Momentum says, I don't do that, well, that takes care of that. And just research it as we go along. Right now, it's getting things out there and getting the publicity out now, because we've been dragging our feet for so long.
Right, yeah.
But yes,
yeah.
We have these now
Let's
on file. They'll stay with the group to say, well, with information that isn't crossed off.
I'll leave the original.
Well, the original should stay with you,
Joanne,
since you were chairman.
Since she's
or
secretary.
Yeah. Well done. Thank you.
Yes, she did a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, very professional.
And last part of my business here today is, that is my letter of resignation. I've been talking with Phyllis about this for some time, and I wanted to finish this process and ensure we got down the right track and everything else, but I think it's time for me to hit the old dusty trail. It's been an honor and a privilege to work with such fine, dedicated individuals such as yourselves, but we need more people stepping up, and they're just not stepping up.
Well, stepping down doesn't help.
That's true. I would still like to say that I won't accept this, but I guess I can't do that forever, so.
Well, you can. I've done it in the past.
I kind of wish that this was the way you truly felt, that you had done this before the election.
All of this started to happen after the election.
I know
because
that.
We wanted to go this new direction. We know that you were transitioning out. We found out I couldn't replace you, and through all of this,
right.
Everybody's been sitting there saying, not me, not me, not me,
right.
not me.
Right.
So
you don't want to be a grunt, huh? Bummer.
No, I just don't want to be shit on.
Oh, you get used to it.
I'm not that type of person.
Mm.
Well,
is with much regret that we accept that resignation.
Can you do that here? This is an out of board meeting, is it?
It's an executive board meeting.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess we do have four of us. Okay. Sorry, Patty.
That's all right.
That's all right.
I'll just slither back to my
yes.
place.
Slither back to
I forget where I am and what
there's
I'm doing
here.
Sorry.
Okay, this is a board
yeah.
meeting.
This
okay.
is a board meeting.
Okay, so then, yes,
meeting.
You can do that,
yes.
I guess.
Yes, you can accept his resignation.
Yeah.
So you don't want to sign on to
no,
that?
No, he doesn't want to do that, no.
Right. And we don't have anybody else to do that. So we will be signing up for that with three people. Which reminds me, we need to get you to the bank and get your name on all the bank accounts and take bills off.
Okay.
Bring the minutes from the annual meeting when you do that, because
yeah.
they will need to see that
verification
you're officially
that you were
elected.
Does that have to go to a vote? It
what?
Does.
What?
His resignation?
Nope.
No.
No?
Nope.
They just hand it in. And we have to accept it or not accept it.
We didn't take... Cindy's
no,
resignation.
They're not
Cindy
for
wasn't
vote.
A board member, though.
Yeah,
she was a board member at large.
At large, I know,
yeah.
but not.
All they have
a signature
is handed in to the president.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you're stepping down as vice president, are you willing to stay within the group and help us do anything?
I'm more than happy to help with the transition and help. When I can, given my health concerns and other
right.
things of that nature. But yeah, I'm not going away. It's just...
No, I know you're not leaving town.
Yeah, I'm not skipping town, no. but...
But you weren't interested in being a meeting chairman or, I mean, a
no.
committee chairman or anything?
No, I'm plain old Joe for a while.
And the reason being is what? What was the, not the health reason, what was the other one? That you can't be president?
Well, I've just been really disappointed in the lack of initiative by the other members in our group. I mean, my big bugaboo of everything, and I talked with Phyllis about this in great extent, was
mm-hmm.
we had a big old grand opening here for the library for its refresh. It was Phyllis, myself, and Bill. Every single board member should have made that a priority and been there.
Should have had a... You know, that's unfair.
No, it's not.
Really. Yes, it is.
You're a volunteer on this board.
I'm on several boards.
Well, you make those a priority
and
over this board.
I did that time,
yeah.
yes, but
well,
I don't on a daily
have.
Basis.
You shouldn't have. That
oh,
was our
really?
Big
That's,
event to shine.
Yeah, well, you were shining. You shone without me. So to accuse people of that or make those comments is extremely unfair.
And the biggest reason is because it would be a conflict of interest for him to actually replace me with Cena being on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see
director.
How that would be a problem.
But
it's a
it
conflict
is a
of
problem
interest
by
her.
NRS rules and regulations. So whether you see it or not, yeah.
NRS rules.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked to several lawyers about
right.
this.
Really? It's in the NRS?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Which we didn't think about the first time we elected him as vice president. And, you know, we were all... training him for
yep.
for the new position, and then
huh,
now
okay.
that we're subject to all of that stuff, it can't happen. So
that
I,
last
I
legislative
understand.
Cycle also screwed us over when
yeah, the last
made us more of a foundation
whatever
than
whatever yeah.
it was too.
So it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it wasn't, but hang around, maybe someday. Cena will move on to bigger and better positions, and then you can come back. We hope that's not soon, because we like her here. But so, if there's... So what we are doing then is we voted on, and we will be presenting to the board. Joe will be presenting to the board as a report from this meeting. That we are decided to go with Momentum for our web design and social media, discuss graphic designs and everything with them. Unfortunately, the person who was doing them for free for me took a full-time job after she applied the first time for this.
Oh,
she says now she has does not have the time to do that on a regular basis.
Mm.
So it will no longer be...
Full-time jobs get money.
Yeah. Well, it was at the time, it was a very extensive kind of doing web design and social media, the whole bit, for another company. So it was erratic, and what I was giving her was erratic, so she just said she couldn't fully commit to doing both. And since this was non-paying, this is the one that had to go. So, Joe will be presenting a report at the meeting on the 21st, and then the board can approve our selection. They have to go through all of this and come up with a different one.
They can have a consensus.
Right.
Or not a consensus, what the hell is that called? It's another C word. It'll come to me. But
It's our
Isn't
job.
This our recommendation, yes. though?
Concurrence.
Right.
Concurrence. Yes.
This is our recommendation.
Yeah. Right. And the board can vote in concurrence with our recommendation.
Right. Yeah.
That's all it is. So I'll explain that we went through a very formal RFP process.
And we did.
And reviewed and confidential and all that other fun stuff.
Right.
And costs were taken into account after the
fact. We were in compliance and all of that good stuff.
Yep.
Okay, so that will be on the agenda. I don't have anything else. This really has to do more with the regular meeting. And this may not be in play at all, depending on how Momentum handles advertising. This was in response to everybody that said, go ahead and do the chamber ad. I researched what sizes and all that cost and all that sort of stuff. So if we decide to go ahead with that, that would have to be taken into consideration with this total bill. But
the other thing I had a thought the other day is, have we cut a check for the advertising on the golf carts?
Oh, yes, they were paid last spring. That was another thing I wanted to bring up.
The one I'm still paying on is the one that is on the billboard.
So Eagle Valley is not using the official golf carts anymore now.
Well, they weren't golf carts. They were golf scores.
Yeah,
score carts.
Still,
they're using
paper copies that they Xerox off a machine. So I would reach out to that organization and say, what the hell? Because I noticed that because our NDOT Golf League started there last week.
Because I was going to bring that up. I was wondering what happened with that one and the Little League team that we gave $1,000 to for putting our name on.
Never got a thank you for that.
And whether or not they followed through on that. Because it would be kind of hard to put Friends of Carson City Library on the back of a little kid's shirt.
We'll wrap the text for
So we do need to look into that and find out.
So
play golf at Sunridge and all?
No, but I can go down there if you want.
Because that was another place where they were putting our ad on benches. I said, that's not what we signed up for. He said, I'm going to give it to you for free.
Okay.
I just want to see where our money went. Apparently, it did not go to...
I can only think of two benches that they had on that course. So, I'll get out to Sunridge and look at that.
And just check it out and see, and then I'll just shoot this guy an email. And I said, I've had questions about this from the very beginning, and right now I have no confirmation that anything we paid for happened.
Yep.
So, and do you have contact information for where that money went for the Little League?
I just have the guy's name, the coach's name or something.
You might want to see
I'd have to go back and find my paperwork.
Reach out to that name and see what happened there, too. Okay, that's for another time. It's not a part of this meeting since there are no public.
I noticed that there's one check to the...
you can use that as the copy
of
for your records.
That do the
but that'll be the letter that I send a moment to saying congratulations.
The thing at...
the movie theater?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There's one check that has not been cashed.
Oh, really?
Going back to, I think, February.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to the movies tonight. I'll see if our ad's there.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah, because I've never, we haven't been recently, but I have never seen it.
I've seen her ad up there.
Julie said she saw the last one.
Well, I give them $100 every month, and I just reconcile the bank statement, and that was one that is still outstanding from several months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good
so, okay. And I mail it, have to mail it to Los Angeles or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why
it
would not there was one that we were kind of
late getting the information into him, so he might not have run it. Mm. Therefore, he wouldn't have cashed our check. I'm not sure about that.
Well, I have to get back to work.
Okay, well,
thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, doing all of this, and thank you for all of your efforts in the last four years?
Something like that.
Yeah. Something like that. And
don't be a stranger.
I mean, we don't count the foundation.
Right.
Oh, we don't. You can. Right? You can.
Stand by. We may revise that.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll catch you all on the flip side.
All right. Talk to you later. Don't be a stranger.
Absolutely not.
Are we adjourning?
Yes, there was no comment from the public, so we are adjourned.
We are adjourned.
Unless that's Patty.
Yeah.
Got something to say?
Nope.
Public comment, Patricia? Public comment?
Bigger
public comment?